And it's entitled Guardrails. Somebody say guardrails. Keeping your life out of the ditch. Amen. I could have made that a little fancier talking about high ground and made it sound a little better, but I may know it's just plain old keeping your life out of the ditch. Yeah. How many of you ever run something in the ditch? Yeah. I remember when I was 15 years old, I think it was about that time, somewhere around there. I was at a academy in Wisconsin, working on the farm there, the dairy farm, and early in the morning before we'd go to school, and I run the tractor in a ditch, and there was no getting it out, and it was starting to fall over, and I came to the conclusion very quickly. You better jump off of here, right, quick. So I jumped off, went over on the side. They came and pulled it out. Amen. And sometimes it's hard to get out of a ditch. Amen. So it's better to stay out of the ditch. How many can say amen? Amen. God wants us to get a word today on guardrails for your life. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn to Proverbs 2:6. That's our theme verse for this series. Yeah. How many think you might be interested in this series? Yeah. That didn't sound too good, yeah. But that's all right. That's all right. I know you're thinking about it right now. Proverbs, the second chapter. We want to talk about the number one thing and the number one thing that you need to begin to have guardrails in your life. And to get guardrails in your life, amen. When you've got it, would you stand one more time? If you'd like to stand, if you need to sit, that's fine. As we honor the author of this book. Keeping your life, my life, out of the ditch. I mean, it's better to stay out than trying to get out once you're in. Huh? And who hasn't been in a ditch at some time in their life? Amen. I know you don't want to admit it, but we've all been there, done that. Uh-huh. How many know I'm not the only one that fell off the tractor? You got your own tractor. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs, the second chapter, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Let's read it together. Would you read it together with me? For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom and understanding. We thank you for the help that you're giving to us and the message that you have for us. Father, I thank you for blessing every heart. Let every word be a rhema word, personal word, to help us. Father, we've come today to hear Jesus, to see Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing now. Father, I thank you that every disturbance, every hindrance is bound now. I thank you for moving now on every heart. I thank you for helping all of us in this hour, a difficult hour, a dangerous hour, but a good hour. It's the year of Jubilee. It's the greatest and best year yet of our lives. You said it. We believe it, and we thank you for it. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in his presence. Praise God. Now, the big idea here is guardrails are healthy boundaries, and they're established by heavenly wisdom. There's a wisdom that comes from the world that is sensual, devilish. It doesn't have the good things that God's wisdom has, which is pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated and full of good fruits. There is a wisdom that the world has that is not godly. It always turns into sensuality. It turns into things that are not godly. Amen. And will leave you in a ditch. And these boundaries, they're protective barriers, these guardrails, to get us from where we are, say from where I am, to where I'm going without going into the ditch. Amen. Tell somebody next to you, at least three people, watch where you're going. Watch where you're going. Amen. And just like road guardrails, Life's guardrails are clearly defined. They're proactive. They take the initiative. They're intentional and expensive boundaries that take time and effort to create. Amen. Any guardrail you see on the road took time to get that guardrail up. If you watch the road crews, it takes time to get that guardrail up. Amen. And so it just doesn't happen overnight. It's something that's intentional. It's expensive. Takes time and effort to create a guardrail. Are you with me? Good. Proverbs 1:1-5. I want to read it in the Living Bible. Proverbs 1, if you've got it, whatever translation you have, God will bless you with it. Proverbs 1, you're right there. We're in Proverbs 2 already. We're going to read some scripture this morning as the Lord leads us. So keep your Bible handy. Would you do that? Proverbs 1:1-5, Living Bible says, these are the proverbs of King Solomon of Israel, David's son, or the son of David, king of Israel. He wrote them to teach his people how to live, how to act in every circumstance. Have you noticed there's a whole lot of people out there that don't know how to act? Amen. Think to yourself, I'm glad he's talking about somebody else. Amen. To teach us how to live and how to act in every circumstance. That's wisdom. Amen. For he wanted them to be understanding, just and fair in everything they did. How many know God wants good things for us? For you. Verse 4, I want to make the simple-minded wise, he said. Now notice he said he wants you to be fair in everything. And he says, I want to warn young men and ladies about some problems they will face. I want those already wise to become the wiser and become leaders by exploring the depths of meaning in these nuggets of truth. How does a man or woman become wise? The first step is to trust and reverence the Lord. Amen. The first step in becoming wise is to trust, somebody say trust, and reverence the Lord. And so we need to learn how to build guardrails in every area of our lives through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And please hear me this morning. It is impossible. Are you listening? It is impossible to have healthy boundaries without heavenly wisdom.